Okay, today we're going to do Sukkah Daf Ches Amud Beis. We're at the two dots on Ches Amud Beis on the second line of the page. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Levi Mishum Rameir, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzrim. If you have two sukkos of potters, people who make clay cheres, where they used to make themselves little huts, Zulufnim Mizu, and one is inside the other one. So let's say in the inner one, he keeps all of his pots, he keeps all of his wares, and in the outer one is where he does his work, and he brings out whatever he's willing to sell. So the Rameir says, Hapnim is in a sukkah, the inner one is not a sukkah, and therefore if you sit in it on sukkahs, you're not Yotze, the mitzvah, sukkah, because that's the place where he lives the whole year round, and therefore it's clearly not kosher for sukkahs, and therefore, because it's a regular dira, it's not a sukkah, the chayev is be mezuzah. It's going to be chayev in mezuzah, because it's a place where he normally lives. A chitzona, but the outer one, sukkah, is kosher to be a sukkah. He could sit there on the actual yontif of sukkahs, because during the year he doesn't actually live in that one, and therefore p'turim in a mezuzah, it's actually going to be potter from mezuzah, because a sukkah is pater from mezuzah. It's not a regular dira. Ask the Gemara of Amai, why should the other one be pater from mezuzah? Tavi chitzona kebe shara pnimis v'tischayev b'mezuzah. Now the halacha is by mezuzah. In order for a doorway to get a mezuzah, it doesn't necessarily have to be a doorway of a room that is fundamentally chayev in mezuzah. It could be that a doorway, even for a room that's not fundamentally chayev in mezuzah, but that room leads into another room that's chayev in mezuzah, so that doorway would get a mezuzah as well. Like very often, you know, you walk into a house and there's like this tiny little area as soon as you walk in where there's a coat closet or something, and then there's another doorway that opens up into the main hallway. So that tiny little area is less than 4x4 amos. Yet, there's a mezuzah on the front door of the house. Why is there a mezuzah on the front door of the house? It only leads into this tiny little area that's less than 4x4 amos. And the answer is because that tiny little area leads into the rest of the house. So as long as it leads into the rest of the house, it itself requires a mezuzah. So asks the Gemara, shouldn't we say the same thing by these Shnei Sukkos Hayotzrim? Granted, the outer sukkah is something that he would never live in during the year, but it's also the only way to get to the inner sukkah, and anything that is used as a passageway to the inner sukkah should also get a mezuzah. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Delo Kavia. Since these two sukkos are not kavua, and even the inner one, he doesn't really live in and eat in all the time. A lot of times he'll go home and he'll eat at home. That's why the inner sukkah is not chashuv enough to make the outer sukkah like a base shar, like a gateway toward the inner sukkah. And that's why the outer sukkah is pata from mezuzah. So that is point number one of the Gemara. Point number one is that if you have two sukkos of Yotzrim, one inside of the other, the inner one is going to be chayiv in mezuzah and no good as a sukkah. The outer one is going to be pata from mezuzah and yes, good as a sukkah. Now the Gemara tells us further. Tana Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Sukkas ganvach. If you have a sukkah that is a sukkas goyim, sukkas noshim, sukkas behema, sukkas kutim, a sukkah that's made by goyim to live in during the summer months, a sukkah that's made by women to live in during the summer months, a sukkah that's made by an animal to protect itself, a sukkah that is made by kutim in order to live in during the summer months, sukkah mikol makom, even a sukkah that's on a lower level than those four that we just identified, kshera, oblevat shetemu sechechas kilchasa. It is going to be a kosher sukkah, but it needs to have schach, it needs to be musuchachas kilchasa, it needs to have a proper amount of schach. But once it has that, once it has the right amount of schach, structurally it's a sukkah, it doesn't matter who made it. Such a sukkah is going to be kosher. It is very interesting, you know, the Gemara tells us right here very explicitly that a woman is allowed to build the sukkah. And the Gemara tells us equally explicitly in Maseches Menachos that a woman is not kosher to write tefillin. So it is somewhat interesting because there's no Gemara that tells us whether a woman is allowed to tie tzitzis or not. So that becomes a machlokas rishonim, meaning what would tzitzis be more comparable to? More comparable to tefillin or more comparable to sukkah? Yesh ladun. There's what to discuss about that. But anyway, says the Gemara, My kehilchasa. What does the Tana mean when he says that the sukkah has to be kehilchasa? Would you ever have a havamina that if it's not mesuchachas kehilchasa, that it's okay? So Rav Chista who sha'asa litzel sukkah. It has to be made in a way that it's clear that it was made for the sake of providing shade and not just providing privacy. It has to be that it was made for shade. It doesn't have to be that it was made for the mitzvah of sukkahs, but that at least it was made to provide shade. That's what it means, kehilchasa. Now the Gemara goes back to explain what we said before. Mikol makom lasu yemai. We said that a sukkah mikol makom. What do you mean? What does mikol makom come to include? What kind of sukkah is a sukkah mikol makom? Lasu ye sukkas rakvash. That's also Rashi Tevis. A sukkah of roim, kayatzim, borganim, or shomrei peros. That those sukkos are also kosher. The Tan of the Braisa thought that a sukkos rakvash are worse than a sukkos ganvach, and therefore he didn't write it out beferish, he just said sukkah mikol makom. The Tan Rabban, because we have a Braisa, sukkos rakvash, which means sukkos roim, a sukkah that shepherds make in a field in order to sit when it's really hot outside, together with their sheep. Sukkos kayatzim, people who watch figs drying out in the fields that are spread out in the fields to dry in the sun, that also build themselves little huts. Sukkos borganim, people who guard a city, the security guards of the city, build themselves little huts. Sukkos shomrei peros, people who watch the vineyards and the gardens and build themselves little huts to sit in. Sukkah mikol makom, any sukkah, even a sukkah that's less than those that we just identified, Kshera uvachetem mesuchaches kilchasa, is going to be kosher sukkah as long as it's mesuchaches kilchasa. What does that mean? My kilchasa. So Rav Chista vushasa litzel sukkah. It's like we said that it has to be made for the sake of providing shade and not just for providing privacy. Mikol makom lasu yemai. When we say sukkah mikol makom, what does that include that we didn't already identify? Lasu yisukas ganvach. It's coming to include a sukkas ganvach, meaning essentially what we have over here is two braisas. One braisa that says that a sukkas ganvach is kasher, and not only that, but even a sukkah mikol makom, which is code word for a sukkas rakvash. And the other braisa says a sukkas rakvash is kasher, and not only that, but even a sukkah mikol makom, which is code word for a sukkas ganvach. What the two braises agree that all of them are kasher. Sukkas ganvach and sukkas rakvash are kasher. What they disagree about is in principle, which one is more obvious? Which one is what I naturally think is more likely to be kosher? Hi, Tana de Ganvach, Alima le Ganvach, the Tana that said Ganvach explicitly and included Rakvash in the Mikol Makom, thinks that a Sukkah's Ganvach is a stronger type of Sukkah, Mishum de Kavi'i, because it doesn't move, it's set in one spot. The Katana, Mikol Makom, Nasui Rakvash, and therefore the phrase Mikol Makom comes to include even a Rakvash de lo Kavi'i, which are not so kavua. Hai Tana de Rakvash, the Tana that taught the Brice about Sukkot's Rakvash, Alim le Rakvash de Bnei Chiyuvininu, thinks that a Sukkot's Rakvash is more obviously kosher, because at least it's made by people who are chayiv in the mitzvah of Sukkot. It's made by men, by adult male Jewish people. V'tana mikol makom lasuya ganvach delav Bnei Chiyuvininu. And it just includes Sukkot's ganvach with the words mikol makom, because the ganvach are not Bnei Chiyuva, are not adult Jewish males that are Chayiv in Sukkah. So they all agree, Lahalacha, that all of these types of Sukkahs, all eight of these types of Sukkahs are kosher. They just disagree in terms of which is more obviously kosher. Is a Sukkahs Ganvach more obviously kosher because it is Kavua, or is a Sukkahs Rakvash more obviously kosher because it is built by Bnei Chiyuva? Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in Daf Tes Amid Aleph at the Mishnah.